It's hard for some to imagine that Sri Lanka's 25-year war between the mostly Sinhala Sri Lankan army and Tamil militants, a sporadic conflict that has killed more than 70,000 people, is partly rooted in language differences. But Du Gunasekara, the director of Sri Lanka's Ministry of Constitutional Affairs and National Integration, says the language divide between the country's majority Sinhala and minority Tamil ethnic groups is one of the causes of the conflict. And, he says, bridging the language gap might be a way out of it.
60% of our conflict can be solved through the medium of language. That is my view.
Under the bilingualization program spearheaded by Gunasekara, Sri Lanka Sinhala public servants are offered cash bonuses and potential job promotions to learn Tamil. Government officials who speak only Tamil are offered the same bonuses for learning Sinhala. Gunasekara says only about a quarter of the country's 7,000 public servants speak Tamil, even though it was made an official language 20 years ago.
Now, for instance, let's say I have a Tamil person. He sent a letter to the government in Tamil. He receives a reply in Sinhala. He feels that he's a second-class citizen. Then from the point of employment, with the Sinhala only was made the official language, and the number of Tamil public servants was reduced, minimized. We have 65,000 in the police department. There were only 600 Tamil speaking in the police service. So that is the problem.
Historians say Sri Lanka's conflict goes back to the 19th century, when Britain colonized the island with the help of Tamil-speaking administrators. English and Tamil were the only official languages in Sri Lanka. That changed dramatically in 1956, just 8 years after independence, when Sinhala was made the country's only official language. Gunasekara said that at the time, Tamils made up only about 15% of the population, but they occupied about 40% of the government jobs. He said with Sinhala as the only official language, many Tamils were forced out of government jobs and replaced with Sinhala speakers, stoking distrust between the two ethnic groups. Language quickly became a hot political issue. The distrust eventually led to bloodshed. Tamil militants, known as the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, have waged a brutal secessionist uprising against the government since the 1980s. This year, fighting has intensified. Language classes are not going to solve the problem, says Mano Ganesan, a member of Sri Lanka's parliament and leader of the Western People's Front, a mainly Tamil political party.
Language was where the ethnic issue began, but language is no more issue now. Now, the issue for the Tamil members of the Tamil community is the issue for a right to life. The existence itself is threatened. You have to protect your life. Then you can go for the language right, employment right, or any other right.
Gunasekara's comments reflect a growing unease in the Tamil community, even in Colombo, where government authorities have strengthened security around the capital to root out suspected Tamil militants in the wake of a recent spate of deadly suicide bombings. Ganesan said that many Tamils feel targeted for harassment by police and army troops, who have set up dozens of checkpoints in the capital. Human rights groups allege that hundreds of Tamil men have been abducted by authorities and never heard from again. Like many ethnic Tamils, Ganesan remains skeptical about the government's will to follow through with the program.
I challenge this minister, I challenge this government. What he's telling you is not true. There are some efforts by this government lately now to give a message to international community to project themselves as they are doing the right thing. It is not so. There is no will within the government to solve this issue.
Gunasekara understands the skepticism. He says both Sinhala and Tamil should have been made official languages in the nation's constitution shortly after independence in 1948. If that had been done, he says, Sri Lanka might have avoided the war.
It's a mistake, no doubt. Now, what should have been done in 1948? Now I'm doing it in 2008. That is only.
Gunasekara said that he envisions a totally bilingual public service within the next 5 years, but he admits that he does not speak Tamil himself. Not yet, anyway. This is Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Colombo, Sri Lanka.